Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 2nd. The grains closed mixed with July corn down a penny at 7:30 and a quarter, July wheat up 17 cents at 10:58 and a quarter, and July beans up 39 cents at 17:29 and a quarter. The beans were led up by the oil market up over 3 cents here, up 333 ticks at 81.40. The meal was up about 220 at 414.90, but really the rally was pretty much all on the bean oil. The beans got support this morning from that export sale to Pakistan, a little surprise in the market here. 352, not a bad sale. So that, along with the crude oil rallying, bean oil taking off here, all added to the strength of the beans. Now, the beans did not make a new contract high or new high close. We were in the new high close territory, you know, pretty late in the day, and then we broke it about 3-4 cents late, which took us out of that. So the key reversal is still intact here, but certainly today's action was pretty darn strong. You know, are the Chinese going to come into this market in July and August? We'll have to see. But overall, the corn obviously acted pretty weak, considering the strength in the corn and the wheat. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 250 wheat, 475 in the corn, and 600 on the beans. Pretty low numbers. The bean number may be a little bit higher if the Pakistani sale gets in there. But the dollar, even though it's down 75 ticks here today, it's still way too high to assume that we're going to see any real pickup in exports out here. The people that like the wheat market thought the Egyptian news was pretty friendly and that it was done at such high prices. But when you have Russia, Romania, and Bulgaria all selling wheat out here, it tells me there is wheat to sell. Excuse me, certainly the Russians have wheat to sell. So, you know, I just question whether the U.S. is going to get too much business moving forward. Obviously, the war in Ukraine is going to have a big play out here. Russia now apparently controls 20% of Ukraine. I don't know if they're going to get to be able to move much more if the U.S. weapons systems get placed in there. You know, I think the Russians have taken a big beating trying to get this space. And I think it'll be even worse as time goes on. But they seem pretty well set in here. Unless there's a regime change in Russia, it looks like, you know, the war is going to continue. And we don't see Putin opening up any humanitarian corridors or export corridors. So that remains a bit of a problem out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEAD.